Dozens of people, including children, have been injured in Ukraine after a series of overnight Russian missile strikes. Most of them are in Pavlohrad, east of Dnipro. The region's governor says it sparked a large fire in the city's industrial area. Apartment blocks, schools and shops have been destroyed. In Kyiv, air defense systems could be seen intercepting missiles, and air raid sirens rang across the country for 3 hours. We're going to go live now to Charles Stratford, who's in Kyiv for us. There has been a lot of speculation about a major push at some point by Ukraine. This seems to be an intensification in the attacks as well.
That's right, Rob. Certainly, it's safe to say that there has been an increase in the frequency of these attacks and an increase in how intense they are over the last few days. Kyiv officials here are saying that of the 18 missiles that Russia launched, 15 were intercepted. But a lot of attention being paid, as you mentioned, to the town of Pavlograd. That is to the east of Dnipro, in the east of the country. Some dramatic pictures of an explosion having happened. Interestingly, sort of individual plumes of smoke shooting up to the sky, suggesting possibly weapons or ammunition exploding. There's been no official comment from the Ukrainians as to whether this was a weapons depot. That is, you know, that's not unusual. They do not comment on those sorts of things. They're saying that this was some sort of industrial enterprise, but at least 19 apartment buildings damaged, 25 private homes, around 25 people injured in these attacks. And of course, as you mentioned, they come as we expect any time now for this so-called Ukrainian counteroffensive. We know that there have been tens of thousands of Ukrainian troops that have been flooding into the east of the country. And that area, Pavlograd, is, one would imagine, one of the main supply routes. So, it is not surprising, but it is safe to say that these attacks are now increasing in intensity and frequency as we get closer to this expected Ukrainian counteroffensive.
Charles Stratford in Kyiv. Charles, thank you.